have any more copies of the Makaris, please pass them up just in case someone walks in later. Thank you. There are two sources in the Torah for the Mitzvah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. One is the Pasuk in Parashas Pinchas, Yom Tru'a Yelachem. Yom Tru'a Yelachem. Thank you very much. There's also a Pasuk in Parashas Emor, Zichron Tru'a Mikra Kodesh. It's a different Lashon. Not Yom Tru'a Yelachem, but rather Zichron Tru'a. What does the phrase Zichron Tru'a teach me? So Rashi there writes in source 2, Zichron Tru'a, Zichron Psuke Zichronos, Psuke Shofros, Lizkor Lachem Akedas Yitzhak Shakarev Tachtav Ayin. Zichron doesn't mean to remember, it means mentioning. Mentioning Psuke Zichronos and Shofros to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, of Akedas Yitzhak. It's interesting, Rashi leaves out Malchios, but Lechora he means all three, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. That Zichron Trua means not only do we blow Shofar, but we're supposed to mention Psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The impression you get from the Rashi is that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros is a mitzvah daraisa. To mention the Psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, that's a din daraisa. It's learned out of a pasuk. The Ramban in Source 3 is very troubled with the Rashi. He says he doesn't understand why that should be true. First, he's troubled why Rashi leaves out Malchios. Should have mentioned Malchios as well, together with Zichronos and Shofros. But then the Ramban says, by the underline, Avakolza Asmachta Midivreim, he says the whole thing is only the Rabbanim. It's very important to mention Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, but it's no better than any other tefillah throughout the year. Even the Ramban holds that tefillah is daraisa, as we've been discussing in the tefillah shiurim. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of tefillah. Here, if you're coming in late, please take a copy of the Makaris. The Rambam who holds that tefillah in general is a mitzvah deraisa, that means to daven once a day is deraisa, but the nusach tefillah is only the Rabbanan that was instituted by a chazal. So the Ramban says, why should psukim of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros be any different? Rosh Hashanah is a very special day, but why should the tefillah be deraisa? The Ramban goes further and says, I'll bring you a raya that it's not deraisa. He says the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah makes a statement that implies that clearly it's only the Rabbanan. Look at Source 4 for a moment. The mitzvah of Tokin Yosef min HaMavarchim. There's a greater mitzvah to have Tkiyah Shofar as opposed to the Brachos. What does that mean? Kate said, Shtei Ayaros Ba'achas Tokin Ba'achas Mavarchim. There are two cities. You have a choice of going to a city where they're blowing Shofar and another city where they're saying the Brachos. It used to be that people were Yotzei the brachas from the Shliach Tzibur because they didn't know how to daven themselves. So let's say there's a city where there's the Shliach Tzibur who can daven the Shmona Esrei, right? And there's another place where they're having Shofar. You can't have both. Either you can have brachas or you can have the Tkiyas. Which is more important? This says the Gemara. You go to the place where they're Tokeya, Hochen Lamakom Shetoken, Rein Hochen Lamakom Shemavar. We go to the place where there's Tkiyas Shofar, not to the place where there's brachas. Because Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is more important than the Brachos of Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. Frek the Gemara Pshita. That's obvious. Hadaraisa v'hadarabonim. Hadaraisa v'hadarabonim. What's he talking about? Tkiyas Shofar is daraisa. The Brachos are only the Rabbanim. So of course you go to the place where they're token and not to the place where they're Mavarchim. Lotzricha says the Gemara, Da'afagav d'ha vadeh v'ha sofek. Let's say it's only a sofek that you'll get the Shofar, but it's a vadeh that you'll get the Brachos. So you would assume, well, this is only a safek. It is a deraisa, but it's only a safek. Maybe I should go to the place of the brachas. So says the Gemara, no. Sveka deraisa l'chumah tells me that we go to the place where you'll have a safek tkiyah shofar, and not to the place where you'll have the vade bracha. So, Dr. Ramban, don't you see clearly from this Gemara that brachas are only the rabbanim? Gemara says beferish ha deraisa v'ha derabbanim. So what's Rashi talking about that the brachas are deraisa? How can that be? The fact is, there is a Gemara that seems to be a raya to Rashi. This Gemara that Lamed Aleph Amud Beis is the raya that the Ramban brings. But there's a Gemara earlier in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that seems to be a raya to Rashi. Which Gemara is that? Let's look at Source 5. The Mishnah tries to explain where we're going to be blowing shofar in the Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. Mishnah says, "Say the brachas amravos agvuos akedushas Hashem." We say Ovos and Vuros, Kedushas Hashem, Atakadosh, Kol Malchios, Imon Ve'eno Tokea. You're Kol Malchios with the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, and you don't blow shofar. Kedushas Hayom Ve'tokea. Then you say Mekadosh Yisrael Ve'yom Azikaram. You say the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, and your tokeya there in kedushas hayom not for malchus zechronos v'tokeya shofros v'tokeya etc. Divrei Yochanan ben Nuri. Yochanan ben Nuri says that we blow shofar not for malchus, but rather for kedushas hayom, for zechronos, for shofros. Amalo Rebbe Akiva, imeno tokeya l'malchus lama hu maskin. If you're not blowing shofar for malchus, what do you mention the malchus for? Ella Omer Avos Avuos Kedushas Hashem Kol Malchus and Kedushas Hayom Etokeya. Rabbi Akiva says you don't blow shofar for Kedushas Hayom. You call on Malchus with the Kedushas Hayom and you're Tokeya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said you blow on the Kedushas Hayom. You call Kedushas Hayom with Kedushas Hashem and you're Tokeya. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says no, it may not Tokeya la Malchus. Lama hu mazkir. What are you mentioning the Malchus if you're not going to blow shofar? It must be you call on Malchus with Kedushas Hayom, which is what we do. Right, we call a malchus with the kedushas hayom, and we blow on the malchus with the kedushas hayom. Then we say zichronos and metokeya, shofros and metokeya. So, what's the give and take between the tanoim? So, Zokta Gemara, Amalo Rabbi Akiva, imeno tokeya malchus lamahu mazkir. Rabbi Akiva asks, how can you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, say that you're tokeya on kedushas hayom, not on malchus? If you're not tokeya for malchus, what are you mazkir? Lama hu maskir, Rachmana Amar Itka. Why do you mention the Malchus if you're not going to be tokeh for the Malchus? I'll tell you why, because the Torah says that you have to mention Malchus. What's Rebbe Akiva's kasha? It's doch pilei ploy, in fact, the Gemara. Ela lama eses. So the Gemara answers, no. Rebbe Akiva's taina was not why do you say Malchus at all. Of course you're going to say Malchus. Rachmana Amar Itka. The Torah says to mention Malchus. The shaila is, why 10 psukim with Malchus? Lema tesha, say 9 psukim. Hoel v'ishtani ishtani. Since Malchus is different, then we're not going to be tokeh for Malchus. So maybe you would think that since it's ishtane le'inyan tkiya shofar, that we're not blowing for the Malchus, maybe it should be ishtani in terms of the number of psukim that we have for Malchus as well. For zechronos and shofars, we'll have 10. For Malchus, we should only have 9. That's the kasha. The kasha is not why should we mention Malchus if we're not going to blow shofar. We're going to mention Malchus. Rachmana amar itka. The Torah says to blow. So what do you see clearly from this Gemara? Zokti Yom Trua, one of the Gedolei Achronim, on Rosh Hashanah, the author of the Kapas Tmarim on Sukkah. The Yom Trua suggests that from here you see that Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros is the Raisa. It's a Raya to Rashi. According to the Rambam, Lechor, the Gemara is a little bit difficult. Rachmana, Omer, Itka, where does it say? Where does the Torah say? Where does the Torah say that you should mention Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros? The Torah doesn't say anything about that. That's a Dinder Rabbanan. So what's the Gemara saying? It seems like a Raya to Rashi. The Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros is Taka Deraisa. That Zichron Trua teaches me that you have to mention the Psukim of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Not just blow Shofar. Interesting. So we have Rayas in both directions. Rayas in both directions. Said the Rav, he thinks the answer for Rashi is really this. That avada the brochas are daraisa according to Rashi. That's what we learn from Zichron Trua. But they're only daraisa if they come in conjunction with the shofar. If you're blowing shofar as well, then the shofar transforms the brochos into a daraisa. Yeah, normally tefillah is the rabbanan. Maybe the chiyuv of tefillah is daraisa, but the nusach tefillah is only the rabbanan. But somehow there's a magic on Rosh Hashanah that that somehow through the shofar, the tefillah turns into a deraisa. The brachas of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros turn into deraisa. So, Dr. Rav, that's the answer of the stira in the Gemara, according to Rashi. Rachmana Amar Itka seems to imply, like Rashi, that the brachas of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros are taka deraisa. So, that is Rashi answer the Ramban's Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. That if you have an opportunity to go to a city that they're blowing shofar and another city is having brachas, Gemara says that you go to the Mokum that they're talking because that's Daraisa and Brachas are only the Rabbonim. So isn't it Mashma Brachas are not Daraisa? Zok the Rav, no. In that case, we're talking about a situation where you're only going to get one and not the other. You're only going to get either the Brachas or the Tkiyas. You can't get both. The cities don't have both. So it's a Shiloh, which one to go to, which one is better. But you're not going to be able to get both. So in that situation, Taka the Brachas are only the Rabbonim. Because they're not coming in conjunction with the shofar. If they come in conjunction with the shofar, then Rashi would hold their daraisa, Rachmana Omer Itkar, in the context of shofar. So that's the other Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis, that if they're coming in conjunction with the shofar, then Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros are Taka daraisa. If they're not coming in conjunction with the shofar, then they might only be the Rabbah. Yes?
Is that similar to what we said in the Gemara Sukkah, that in the Shas and Chag Raya,
I think this is more fundamental. It's even more fundamental because the Gemara is just talking about a situation where you can only get either the brachas or the tefillas. So Rashi would say, in such a case, the Gemara is saying clearly that brachas are only the rabbanan, but that's where you only can get the brachas. So if you can get it in conjunction with the shofar, so then even the brachas might be the rice. This might be the deeper understanding of Rabba's statement in the Gemara and Daf Lama Dalet Amud Beis. Look at Source 6. Amar Rabba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufana B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Zuchonis V'Shofus. Rabba says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol declares, say before me, Malchus Zuchonis V'Shofus, Malchus Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem Zuchonis Kadesh Yevu Lufana Zuchonechem Letova U'Bameh B'Shofus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol speaks out, he calls out to us on Rosh Hashanah to say Malchus Zuchonis V'Shofus, Malchios, so that you'll be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zichronos, so that the Zikaron of Klal Yisrael will come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Letova, Ubameh B'Shofar. What does that mean? Said the Rav, maybe according to Rashi, what that means is as follows. That Bameh B'Shofar, through the Shofar, the Malchios and Zichronos become Metzivui Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzava us to say Malchios and Zichronos and Shofars. But it's Bameh B'Shofar, when you have the Shofar, then it's a Ratzon Hashem. It's not a Derabbanan. It's like a daraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is telling us to recite the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofos. The Chiyuv of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofos could be daraisa in the conjunction, when it comes in conjunction with the Shofar. That's how Rashi understands. What's the Ramban going to do with the Gemara of Rachmana Oma Itkar? The Ramban says that from Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, you see, the brachas are only the rabbanan. Yeah, but the Gemara says Rachmana Amar Ikar that the Torah says to mention Malchus Zuchronos and Shofros. What's the Ramban going to say? So the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah suggests that maybe it's lav dafka. The Gemara doesn't mean Rachmana. Literally, the Torah is telling us to mention Malchus Zuchronos and Shofros. The Gemara just means that there's a remez in the Torah. Zichron Trua. The Ramban agrees there's a remez for Malchus Zuchronos and Shofros. It's not a real daraisa. The Torah is not telling us. Say Malchus Zuchronos and Shofros. It's a remez. That's all the Gemara means. It doesn't mean Rachmana Amar Itkar is mamish a din daraisa over here. It's just a remez to the din. It's a din derabbanan, but there's a remez to the din derabbanan. Rachmana Amar Itkar. Rabba's statement in Source 6 also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Zimru Lefani Malchus Zuchronos and Shofros. Where does he say Vushteit? It doesn't say it in the Torah. Like, where does it say? The answer is no. Chazal felt that there's a remez in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal are referring, Rabbah is referring to the remez in the Torah of Zichron Trua. It's a remez, it's not a real darais, it's not a real mitzvah darais. But there's a remez in the Torah, to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. It's mochomer, it's an asmachta, there's an asmachta in the posuk. It's not a derabbanan that's just stama takona without an asmachta. It's a derabbanan with an asmachta, so it's on a different level. But that's why the Gemara phrases it, Rabbah phrases it in a way as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to recite Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros to show us that it's a very chomer derabbanan. It's a significant derabbanan. How do we understand the shita of Rashi? This incredible shita of Rashi that when the psukim of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros come in conjunction with the shofar, it becomes derais. So the Rav wanted to explain based on another Mishnah. If you'll turn over to page 2. Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav Amud Beis, is talking about what kind of shofar do we use. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el, poshut upid metzut bezov. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah is from a Ya'el. The key over here is that it's poshut. The shofar for Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be straight, not curved. The Yehuda is quoted in the Gemara, a braisa in the Gemara, saying, no, on Rosh Hashanah, we blow a shofar that's kafuf. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the second line of the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, you're talking b'shel zecharim kafufin, u'b'yoblos b'shel ye'elim. On Yovel, we blow with the Ya'el, we blow a shofar pasha, but on Rosh Hashanah, we blow a shofar kafuf. What's the machlokas whether the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be kafuf or pasha, straight or curved? What's the difference? What's the mic come if he's up the Gemara? One day I hold that on Rosh Hashanah, the more kof of a person is, the more he bends his das, the better. The other one says that on Rosh Hashanah, the more poshut he is, the straighter the person's das is, the better. The question is, what's a person's das on Rosh Hashanah supposed to be? Is he supposed to be kof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is he supposed to be straight? That's the shayla. That's the shayla. What does that mean? What does that mean to be kofuv, to be poshur? What does that mean? So Rashi explains in source A, kavadakai finish, bitfilasa. The shayla is, how is a person supposed to daven? Is he supposed to be kayif, supposed to be kofuv, panafushin laoretz? He's supposed to be bent down toward the ground, his face should be towards the ground. Tfei adit, mishum v'hoyu einai v'libi sham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that my eyes and heart, kavayochel, are going to be there with the person. He's not looking at me. He's looking down at the ground. But my heart is going to be with him. I'm going to be able to hear everything he's thinking, everything he's davening. Hilkach b'Rosh Hashanah de'letfila be'inan kufin. Therefore, for Rosh Hashanah, which is for tefila, shofar is coming for tefila be'inan kufin. We need kufuf. Or kama de poshet tvei adith. Maybe the more poshet a person is, mishem nisa levavenu el kapayim el kel bashamayim, the pasuk in Eicha, we raise our heart, we raise our hands up, we raise our hearts up to Shamayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hilkach b'Rosh Hashanah b'pshutin de letfilahu. Nochamo. Rashi says, Rosh Hashanah, it's for tefila, the shofar is coming for tefila. So therefore, kama de poshet in ishdaite tvei mali. What's Rashi referring to? It's connecting what the Gemara says about the shofar, shal Rosh Hashanah, whether it should be kofuf or poshut, connecting it to tefillah, the way you're supposed to daven. There's a Gemara in Yevamos, source 9 and Daf Kufay, that quotes Machlokas Amoraim, how is a person supposed to daven? Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon bar Rebbe havu yasvi pasachad menai v'amar ha-mesfal tzor ha-shi'itin einav l'mata. One of them said that you're supposed to look down, shenem v'hoyu einai v'libi sham, the pasach that Rashi quotes in Rosh Hashanah. There's a shaila how a person is supposed to daven. This person is supposed to be bent over, looking toward the ground, ba'anivus. This person is supposed to raise his hands to Shamayim. So Rashi is invoking that machlokes regarding tefillah. He's connecting it to shofar. That by shofar, the shaila, machlokes tanoim, whether the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be kofuf or poshut, that relates to the machlokes as to how a person is supposed to daven. Is a person supposed to daven kofuf or poshut? What does that mean? Zokter Rav, from here we see that aside from the basic mitzvah of shofar, Yom Tshuva Yielochem, a mitzvah to blow shofar, there's another dimension to the shofar. There's a kiyum of tefillah in the shofar. The shofar is a type of tefillah. It's a new type of tefillah. Normally when a person davens, so he expresses his tefillah b'fe, he expresses his tefillah b'dibur. And sometimes a person has a machshava in his heart that he finds difficult to express. Yiu l'ratzen imrefi v'hegel libi l'fonecha. The Radak in Tehillim explains that what David HaMelech is saying is, my imrefi, the words that I speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should listen to the imrefi, but hegel libi, the thoughts of my heart that sometimes I can't express, please, you should listen to that as well. Sometimes we find it difficult to express exactly what we feel. We don't have a tefillah, we don't have the right words. But that's also a chelik of tefillah. Chelik of tefillah is that we have a machshava in the lev, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the machshavas that we have. We say in the Slichos, Amoreinu hazina Hashem bina hagigenu. Amoreinu, our words, our tefillah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to the words of the tefillah. But bina hagigenu, we also ask him to understand the hegyon lev, to understand our thoughts that we can't express, that we don't express. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get into our hearts and he can understand what we're thinking. In the Ilo, we say, Merubim tzarchei amcha v'daitem tzara, no bina hagigenu terem nikra. Merubim tzarchei amcha, all of our needs are so great. Bina hagigenu. Understand the hegyon lev, the machshavos that we have in our hearts, even if we don't express them. Understand the machshavos that we have in our hearts. So these are the two basic forms of tefillah, that either there's a tefillah b'dibur, or there's a tefillah b'machshava. But sometimes the innermost machshavos that a person has, he expresses through crying. A person has a machshava that's very close to his heart. It's not just a subconscious thought, but it's very close to his heart. But he can't express it b'dibur, can't express it b'feh, so what does he do? He starts crying. That's a different type of tefillah. That's a third type of tefillah. It's a tefillah of the machshava, but it comes to the fore in the way of crying. That's the tefillah of shofar. Shofar is the primordial cry that emanates from within a person, the cry of the neshama that calls out. even when the peh can't express itself. It's a tefillah shel bechi. Yom trua yielachem. The Targum says yom yevava yehelachon. What does yevava mean? We know vatiyabev em sisra, that the mother of Sisra cried. Vatiyabev yevava means to cry. So the trua refers to the cry of the shofar. It's not the tkiya. The tkiya is the straight call. The trua is the broken call, because the trua symbolizes the tefillah shel bechi that emerges from the shofar. We say in the Nusach HaBracha, in the Chasimus HaBracha of Shofaros, Ki atosh shomea kol shofar umazin trua ve'ein dom elach. Well, this is a nice poetry. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the shofar and he listens to the trua. Well, what are we referring to? The answer is we're talking about these two types of shofar. There's the kol shofar, the basic kol of the mitzvah of shofar, the tkiya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also listens to the trua, and the trua is not the tkiya. The trua is different. The trua is the tefillah shel bechi of the shofar. That he listens to as well. Not only does he listen to the shofar, he's mezaka us when we fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, but he understands the tefillah of bechi that emanates from the shofar. The tefillah of bechi that we're trying to capture, we're trying to express through the broken calls of the trua and the shvar, the broken calls of the shofar. This could be, Zabdi Rav, why the Gemara connects, why Rashi connects the form of the shofar to tefillah. The form of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, whether it's supposed to be a shofar kofof or a shofar pasha, that's connected to how a person is supposed to daven. Whether the proper way to daven is to be kofof, to be bent over, or the proper way to daven is to be pasha, to have a person's hand stretched out to Shamayim. What's the connection between shofar and tefillah? Okay, so there's an important idea by tefillah, but how does that relate to shofar? The answer is shofar is a type of tefillah. Shofar is a type of tefillah. It's a tefillah shel bechi. So if shofar is a type of tefillah, then it makes sense that the way a person is supposed to daven should be symbolized in the form of the shofar. That if a person normally is supposed to daven kofof, then the shofar is supposed to be kofof. If a person is supposed to daven poshut, stretched out to shamayim, then the shofar is supposed to be poshut. That's the machlokas. What's the way a person is supposed to daven? It would seem, since we paskin that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be kofof, that that's the way a person is supposed to daven. He's supposed to be bent over a little bit. That's how a person is supposed to daven. So if that's the mode of a person's tefillah, then it makes sense that the form of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be kofof as well. Another raya to this yisod could be the Mishnah Daf Chavav. What type of behema can we take the shofar from? Machlokas Tanoim, but the Tanakama paskins kol shofars ksherim chutz mishal pora b'tnei shu kerim. All shofars are kosher except for the pora. So in the Mishnah it says b'tnei shu kerim, but in the Gemara Ula says a different reason. Haynu taima d'rabbanan k'd Rav Chista, d'amar Rav Chista b'tnei mayim kohen gadol nichnas v'vigdei zov l'fnai v'lifnim l'avod avoda. We know that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol doesn't come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Zav. He only wears Big Day Lavan. Why not Big Day Zav? Zav the Gemara, the Vishayin Katega Nasis Sanega. The Chet HaEgel occurred to Zav, so we don't want to be Mazkir the Chet HaEgel in the Avodas Pnim. So frank the Gemara, but there are Big Day Zav Bachutz. Why does the Kohen Gadol wear Big Day Zav Bachutz? The avoda is both bifnim and bachutz. The bifnim ko amrina. Says the Gemara, no, the rule of enkatega nasa sanega only applies bifnim. It doesn't apply bachutz. When Aaron HaKohen, when the Kohen Gadol came lifnayim lifnim, so then we say that enkatega nasa sanega. So the Gemara is troubled. Ula just told us that the reason that the Chachamim say that you can't have a shofar shalpara on Rosh Hashanah is because enkatega nasa sanega. But then we just said that the avoda of the Kohen Gadol Bifnim is subject to the rule of Enkatega Nasa Sanega, but the Avoda Bachutz is not subject to the Enkatega Nasa Sanega. The fact is that the shofar is Bachutz. So if the shofar is Bachutz, so why should Enkatega Nasa Sanega apply to the shofar? Shofar Nami mi Bachutzu, says Abdi Gemara, Kevin de Lizikaron, who kibifnim dami. Since the shofar is Lizikaron, it's kibifnim dami. It's like an Avoda's Pnim, and therefore the rule of Enkatega Nasa Sanega applies. What does that mean? That the shofar is lizikaron hu, so therefore it's kibifnim dami. The Rav wanted to suggest, based on his yesod, that maybe the answer is that shofar is a type of tefillah. It's a kiyum of tefillah. And we know that when a person davens, he has to face a certain direction. He faces Eretz Yisrael, faces Yerushalayim, he faces the Beis Hamikdash. He faces Lifnai v'Lifnim. That's where the machshava has to be, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A person has to be thinking of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he's davening, he has to face the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that it should be believable. So, Akhtar Rav, if a person faces the Kodesh HaKadoshim and feel if his leiv has to be Lifnai v'Lifnim, so then, when he blows shofar, if shofar is a kiyum tefillah, so then in essence, you should be thinking of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or there's a bechina of Kodesh HaKadoshim in the shofar, because that's tefillah. Right? When a person blows shofar in the tefillah, in conjunction with the tefillah, then the shofar becomes a type of tefillah, tefillah shel bechi. So his machshava should be lefnai v'lefim, just like in tefillah. His machshava is lefnai v'lefim, That's what lezikaron dami means. Lezikaron doesn't just mean it's to be male the tfilos of Bnei Yisrael. So somehow that's kibifnim dami. Why should it be kibifnim? The answer is that shofar itself is a kiyum of tefillah. Shofar is a type of tefillah. So if a person is supposed to be thinking of the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he's davening, so then it makes sense that if shofar is a kiyum of tefillah, then that sense of lezikaron, that sense of kibifnim applies in the context of shofar as well. And that's why the Gemara implies that Enkategan Ases Anegar is the reason why we're not allowed to use a shofar shopara on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, questions. This yisod of the Rav can help explain two very important things, two other things as well. In Source 11, the Mishnah says, Yamto Shu Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos B'Mikdash Ayutokan Avalo B'Medina. The first Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. What happens when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Baruch Hashem, this year it doesn't, so we can blow shofar 2 days. We can have the zchus of the tkiya shofar both days of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so they would blow b'mikdash, but not b'medina. Menon immediately affect the Gemara. Amar Rava midaraisa mishashari v'rabbanan u'degazu be'kedir rabba. The Amar Rava kol chayav b'tkiya shofar v'enakol b'kiyam b'tkiya shofar. Famous Gezerah de Rabba. Why don't we blow b'medina? Because we're afraid the person knows he has to blow shofar, but he doesn't know the halachas of shofar. He's not such a baki in the hilchas kia shofar, so we're afraid he'll carry in the rishus harabim to go to the baki to learn. So it's a Gezerah de Rabba. Gzeira d'rabbanan, it's a mitzvah d'araisa to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Gzeira d'rabbanan, we're not going to blow shofar because of Gzeira d'rabbanan. Yes, Chazal make gzeiras. If they're afraid that it'll lead to a d'araisa, so sometimes Chazal can make gzeiras, they can be mevatel, a mitzvah d'araisa. L'migdar milsa, to ensure that an aveira d'araisa is not going to be void. That's the Gemara. And why b'mikdash don't we make such a gzeira? Only b'medina we make the gzeira? The gzeira should apply b'mikdash as well? So Rashi in Source 12, Gzera Shema Yitlanu, b'Mikdash lo gozer, the ain shvuz drabana b'Mikdash. There's no shvuz b'Mikdash. No shvuz b'Mikdash. There's no shvuz b'Mikdash. So that's why we don't make the Gzera. Fracted to Rei Evan, this idea that ain shvuz b'Mikdash only applies if what you're doing, if the mitzvah that you're doing is letzorach hamikdash, kavod hamikdash, if it's for the avoda of the mikdash, so then the shvus is not going to be mevatel the mitzvah of the avoda, the kavod hamikdash, letzorach hamikdash. But if it's not a tzorach of the mikdash, the mitzvah that you're gonna be mevatel, so then the shvus applies equally bein b'mikdash bein b'medina. If you're going to be mevatel. Right, if the shvus is litzorech of the mikdash, somehow you're going to protect the mikdash with the shvus. So then we're going to, right? We're not going to apply the shvus if the mitzvah that the shvus is coming to be mevatel is litzorech of the mikdash. But if it's not litzorech hamikdash, so then avada we're going to make the shvus to make the gzeira. The haraya, he says, netilas lulav kol shiva. You know, there's a zeichel hamikdash kol shiva after the first day. Right, the halacha is that in the mikdash, yismachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem shivasyon. There's a mitzvah d'araisa to take the lulav in the mikdash called shiva. If the first day of Yom Tov doesn't fall out on Shabbos, then we're going to be mevatel, right? Because we're afraid people are going to carry the lulav in the rishus harabim. We'll be mevatel The mitzvah d'oraisa of usmachtam afin Hashem alkechem shivas yamim, the mitzvah d'oraisa of taking the lulav in the mikdash, will be mevatel that because of this shvus. There's no halacha that ain't shvus b'mikdash bichlam. No, if the mitzvah that you're going to be mevatel is the tzorech of the mikdash, so then ain't shvus b'mikdash, in order to protect the mikdash and its interest, so then we're not going to allow a shvus to be mevatel that mitzvah. But if the mitzvah doesn't relate to the mitzvah, to the mikdash, the lulav doesn't relate to the mikdash, there's a mitzvah to take the lulav in the mikdash, but it's not a tzorech of the mikdash to do that. It's not part of the avoda. So therefore, we will allow the shvus to be mevatel the mitzvah. So frekta turiyev, and why is Rosh Hashanah any different? Why is shofar any different? Shofar is not a tzorech of the mikdash. It's a mitzvah that you do all over. You do it in the mikdash, you do it begvulim, but it's not a tzorech of the mikdash. So how can Rashi say that ain't shvus ba mikdash? So therefore, even if Rosh Hashanah is chalios b'shabes, we're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah of shofar based on the shvus d'rabbanan. The shvus d'rabbanan is only going to be mevatel shofar b'gvulim, but not b'mikdash. But the mitzvah of shofar is not a tzorech of the mikdash. So if it's not a tzorech of the mikdash, so then we should say that there is a shvus b'mikdash. The shvus should be mevatel that mitzvah. A mitzvah that's a tzorech of the mikdash, that we're not going to allow the shvus to be mevatel. Ain't shvus b'mikdash. But by lulav, we will allow the shvus to be mevatel the mitzvah. If the first day of Yom Tov doesn't fall out on Shabbos, the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, somehow that's mochama. Because you have both the mitzvah of ulakachem lechem bayom harishon and the mitzvah of usmachtem, so both mitzvahs d'oraisa are coming together, so that somehow that's different. That's how the Gemara explains. But if the first day doesn't fall out on Shabbos, you just have usmachtem, so then we will allow the shvus to be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa. So why shouldn't we allow the shvus to be mevatel the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar? What's the difference? Ain't shvus b'mikdash? No, ain't shvus b'mikdash only if it's a tzorech of the mikdash. But based on the yisod of the Rav, perhaps we can explain that if shofar is a kiyum tefillah, we know that tefillah ikri avoda, right? Avoda shebalev. Tefillah is like avoda. So if shofar is a kiyum of tefillah, it's like avoda, it's like a tzorech of the mikdash. It is kibifnim dami, so then ain't shvus b'mikdash will not apply to the shofar. Right? We won't allow the shvus to be mevatel the mitzvah of shofar in the Beis Hamikdash because that's a din avoda, it's a kiyum tefillah. So that has a special halacha. That's not lulav. Lulav is different. Lulav is not related to the avoda, to the tefillah. So there, we will allow the shvus to be mevatel the mitzvah. But since shofar is a kiyum of tefillah, just like we say it's a kiyum of tefillah, and therefore we can't blow shofar with the parah because ein kategan ases sanegar. And if it's a kiyum of tefillah, then depending on how a person is supposed to daven, that shows you how the form of the shofar. And Rashi says that Malchus Zechonos and Shofros will be Daraisa, it will be a Kiyum Daraisa in conjunction with the shofar, because the shofar transforms. The shofar transforms the Malchus Zechonos and Shofros into a mitzvah Daraisa. Since shofar is a Kiyum of Tefillah, the Rav holds that it can, Bedas Rashi, that it can transform the Malchus Zechonos and Shofros into a mitzvah Daraisa, because through the shofar, which is Daraisa, now the Tefillah becomes Daraisa as well, because shofar itself is this kiyum of tefillah, so in conjunction with the shofar, then the malchus zechonos and shofros become daraisa. So similarly, we can say that ein shvus b'mikdash applies to shofar, because shofar is a din avoda, it's a kiyum of tefillah, so it's, we're not going to allow the shvus, the rabbanan of rabba, the concern that someone might carry, we're not going to allow that to be mevatel the mitzvah of shofar, because it's a tzorech of the mikdash, so to speak, a tzorech of the avoda shebe mikdash, to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Tzorech of the avoda, tzorech of the mikdash, we're not going to allow the shvus to be mevatel that tzorech. And finally, we know that there's an age-old machlokas where the mitzvah sfiras kavon and mitzvah sein sfiras kavon. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. If you'll turn over to page 3, source 13. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Shochu le'lavu de Shmuel. Kfo v'ocho matzah yotze. Kfo v'ocho matzah. Let's say they force someone to eat matzah. He's yotze the mitzvah. Even he doesn't want to eat. He doesn't have, certainly doesn't have kavana to eat the matzah. Amar Rava zok the Gemara zos omeres hatokeh l'shir yotze. Says Rava, this not only applies to matzah, it applies to shofar too. Zoso meres, if you hold kfo v'ocho matzah yotze, tokeh l'shir is also yotze. Tokeh l'shir, let's say a person is blowing shofar because he likes the sound. He has no kavana for the mitzvah, he just likes the sound. So pshita, the Gemara says avada. What does also meres? He told me kfo v'ochol matzah yotze. So of course tochel shiyotze. Mitzvus ein tzrichas kavana. Rava holds that mitzvus ein tzrichas kavana. Avuah the Shmuel holds mitzvus ein tzrichas kavana. What's Rava adding by saying tochel shiyotze? Hainu hach. It's mamish the zel bazach. Mahu the tema hasam ochol matzah merachmana v'ha'ochal. So the Gemara, I would think maybe matzah is different. There the Torah says ba'erev tochel matzah shiyot the matzah and you ate the matzah. But here the pasuk says zichron trua. So I think since it says zichron trua, maybe mitzvah shichas kavana by shofar. And this guy is only mesasik ba'alma. He's doing whatever he's doing, but he's not having kavana for the mitzvah of shofar. So I would think that he's not yotze kamash malon. No, it applies bein b'matzah bein b'shofar. Okay, there's a havim in the Gemara. Maybe shofar is different. So Rav has to tell me, Zoso Meres, Atokeh L'shir Yatzah, that the same halacha of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana that applies by Matzah applies to Shofar as well. Amakasava Rav, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. And so the Gemara says, Rav holds Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, and then the Gemara has a whole Hishtalsha, has a whole discussion. The Gemara Pesachin also has a discussion. It's Machlokas Amaroi, whether Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana or Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Rav happens to hold that Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. How do we pask it? It's Machlokas Rishonim, how to pask it? The Ran there in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Machlokas Rishonim at a Paschim by the Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. In general, regarding the sheet of the Rambam, though, there's a famous contradiction. The Rambam has a stira between Hilchas Chametz Matzah and Hilchas Shofar. Rambam in source 14 says, "Hamasasik b'tkiyas shofar lehislamed lo yotze yidei chavasam." Someone who's misasik b'tkiyas shofar, he's training. Now he comes Rosh Hashanah, he's a new Baal Tekeah. He wants to make sure he does a good job. So he gets up Rosh Hashanah early and he starts to blow shofar. He's blowing to practice before he comes. He's got to stand up in front of the tzibur. He's going to be nervous. He has to make sure he knows. He should have been preparing for the previous month. But okay. Right? He gets up Rosh Hashanah morning, he starts practicing. But he doesn't have kavanah to be out to the mitzvah. So then someone hears him blowing, so he stops in on his way to shul, knocks on the door. He says, the yomtiv. Now, what are you doing? He says, I'm blowing shofar to prepare for the mitzvah. He says, you should speak to the rabbi. Maybe you attack the yotze already. Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, maybe attack it. So that should depend on this shail. Right? If you have Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, so even though he was only practicing, he can be yotze. He blew on Rosh Hashanah, he blew the perfect kolos. Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, he can still be yotze. If you have Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, then he would not be able to be yotze. So what is the rabbi saying? He's not yotze. From Hilchas Shofar, it sounds like the Rambam holds Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So if you blow the shofar lehislamed only to practice, to train, you're not going to be yotze. By contrast, in Source 15, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam writes, Ochol matzah b'lo kavana k'on shamsu goyim alistim lechol yotze yidei chavasa. Ochol matzah b'lo kavana is yotze. Here, the Rambam seems to say that mitzvos ain't tzrichos kavana. Stach astir in the Rambam. In Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam says that mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Right? You blow the shofar only to train, you're not going to be yotze. Yet in the mitzvah, in the Hilchos Chametz Matzah, by Hilchos Achilas Matzah, the Rambam says that mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Very difficult. So comes the Ran in Rosh Hashanah and has an incredible chiddush. He has a very famous yisod. In Source 16, he quotes the machloka, he quotes the stir in the Rambam. And then in the second line, yeah, right after the three dots, he says, Da'afagad b'kiya shofar lo yotze, hocha yotze. By Tkiya Shofar, the Rambam says that you're not Yotze if you don't have Kavana, but by Matzah, the Rambam says you are Yotze. Why? So up the Ran, Shekein Nene, because you're deriving Hanoa from the Achilles Matzah. Kidamina Ba'alma, Mesasi, Bechalav, and Varai, is Chayav Shekein Nene. Someone who eats Chaylev. Right? He eats Chaylev, and he doesn't realize it's Chaylev. He's not just a shogeg. He's misasig. He mamash doesn't know what he's doing. He has chaylev and shuman on the table. He's talking to someone. He thinks he's picking up the shuman. He thinks he's picking up the kosher fat. And he's picking up the non-kosher fat. It's not just a shogeg. He knew what was shuman and what's chaylev. He doesn't even realize what he's doing. Nevertheless, he's chayev shekein nene. Since he's nene from the process, that hanoa links the maisa avera to the gavra. So even though his das is not to do an avera, he has no kavanah to do an avera. He knows that chaylev is also. He knows what's shuman and what's chaylev, but he puts his hand out in the wrong way. He's still chayev. He's chayev shekein nene. So it's up the Ran. The same applies to mitzvahs. It's quite a jump, quite a tremendous chiddush in the Ran. Just like shekein nene applies to averus, to chalav and varayas, to achila, by a Maisa Avera, but they're right, it applies to a Maisa Mitzvah as well. Even if Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos Kavanah in general, but if he's Nana from the Mitzvah, so then, even if Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah in general, if he's Nana from the Mitzvah, then he does need Kavanah to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. The whole problem with not having Kavanah is that the Maisa Mitzvah is not linked to you. So the Rasha, Kay Nana, whenever you're Nana from the Maisa Mitzvah, then the Mitzvah is of course linked to you, whether you have Kavanah or not. You can't disassociate yourself from the Mitzvah if you're being Nana from the Maisa. You're not being Nana from the Maisa, you're just doing an action, but you're not being Nana from the Maisa, like by Shofar. Right, so there the Rambam says Mitzvah Sigles Kavanah. If you don't have Kavanah, then the Maisa is not going to be linked to you enough. But says the Rambam, by the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, since you're Nana from the Achilas Matzah, you're Nana, even if you don't want it. There's a shaila whether we say this if you have Kavanah Hafuch. If you say, I don't want to be Yotzei, it's bad for me, I don't want it. So then someone might say that you're not being Nana, then you really don't want it. So the Pashup Shad is you're just not having Kavanah for the Mitzvah. Right, there's a nutritional benefit in the matzah anyway. Right? You are benefiting in some way. You might not want to be yotzei the mitzvah, but you're benefiting from the achila itself. Right, there is a nutritional benefit. So zok the Rambam, even if mitzvah sigas kavanah in general, and that's why by shofar, if you're just training, you don't have kavanah for the mitzvah, so then you're not going to be yotzei. But by matzah, you will be yotzei. Ah, but he doesn't have kavanah. Zok the Rambam, no shekein nana, since you're going to be nana from the achilas matzah, so that automatically links you to the maisa mitzvah, and then you're going to be yotzei. That's how the Ran understood the Rambam to answer this theory in the Rambam. The Beis Halevi in a Tshuva in Chela Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, he suggests a different approach in the Rambam. Pum Fakir, the exact opposite. He says maybe the rule is not Kiyah Shofar, but the rule is actually Achilas Matzah. According to the Ran, the rule is really Hilcha Shofar. That's the rule according to the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, really, Me'ikar Adin, Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah, Achilas Matzah is different because of Shekinah. Now, that's the exception to the rule. The Beis Halevi says, no, maybe we can understand the Rambam the exact opposite. That the Rambam's rule is Hilchas Matzah. That really the Rambam holds Mitzvah Ein Tzrichos Kavanah. In Kol HaTorah Kula, Mitzvah Ein Tzrichos Kavanah. For Achilas Matzah and for Kiddush and for lots of other things, right? Lulav. You just pick up a lulav. You don't realize you're picking up the lulav and asking, you're going to be yotzei. Mitzvah Sein Tzrichos Kavanah. Shofar is the exception to the rule. The Rambam holds that by shofar you can be yotzei even if you don't have kavanah. Mitzvah Sein, that you can't be yotzei shofar if you don't have kavanah. Shofar is the exception where the Rambam holds Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah. In general, the Rambam holds Mitzvah Ein Tzrichos Kavanah. The exact opposite of the Ran. The Ran wants us to believe that in general the Rambam holds Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah except by Achila where you have Shekinah. Zok the Beis Halevi, nay. The Rambam really holds that mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavanah. Shofar is the exception to the rule with tzrichas kavanah. Shofar is the exception to the rule with tzrichas kavanah. And that's why the Rambam says that if you blow shofar without kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, you just want to train, then you're not going to be yotzei. That's the exception to the rule. Matzah is the rule. Matzah is not the exception. Matzah is the rule that generally mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavanah. Shofar is different. Shofar requires kavanah. Why should shofar be different? So, Dr. Beis Halevi, we know there was this havamina in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. You have a question? There's this havamina we had in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Suas 13. Right? Rava says, Zosomera satoke lisha yatsa, from the statement of Shmuel dekfova ochamatsi yatsa, Rava extrapolates that toke lisha is also yotze. So the Gemara says, Pshita, of course, haino hach, it's doch the zelbezach. The Gemara says, no, it's not the zelbezach. It's not exactly the same thing. I would think that maybe shofar is different. I would think that the Torah says echol matzah. The Torah says eat the matzah, and you eat the matzah, so that's enough. Aval hocha zichron trua ksiv v'hai mesazik v'almahu. I would think that there's a gzeres akosav by shofar zichron trua. And somehow zichron trua teaches me that by shofar everything is different. By shofar mitzvah sichas kavana. Kamash malon rava, that mitzvah sein sichas kavana even by shofar. Maskon of Rava is bein b'matzah bein b'shofar mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah. Talk to Beis Halevi. Maybe the Rambam paskin like the Havamina of the Gemara. The Rambam feels that the Zeres HaKosav of Zichron Trua teaches me that shofar is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula mitzvah sein tzrichas kavanah, but Zichron Trua is teaching me that by shofar there's a special requirement of kavanah, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah by shofar, derived from that pasuk. In fact, he points out that there are different girsos in the Gemara. There are some who taka don't even have this girsa. The Ran didn't have this girsa. But our girsa does have this extra added element. Look in the new Gemaras. Maybe you'll see there are different approaches, different girsos. Our Gemaras do have this girsa. The Rambam, Zogde Beis Halevi, the Rambam had the girsa. And he passed like the Havamin against Rava. He paskins like Rava in general in Mitzvah Sanctuary Chazmana, but not like the extrapolation of Rava. Rava wants to extrapolate from Matzah to Shofar. The Rambam says, no, Tokei L'Shir is not Yotzei, because we talk a paskin like that Havamina. That Shofar is different. That even though Mitzvah Sanctuary Chazmana by Matzah, but Mitzvah Sanctuary Chazmana by Shofar, because Zichron Trua teaches me that Shofar is different. And you need a Kavana Saleh by Shofar. And that's why Mitzvah Sanctuary Chazmana. Hey, that's what the Beis Halevi says, to disagree with the Ran. That he's explaining the same Rambam, but in the exact opposite direction. What's the rule? What's the exception? The Ran says the rule is Shofar, Matzah is the exception. Beis Halevi says the rule is Matzah, Shofar is the exception. But the question still begs itself, why should Kavanas Halev be Ma'akev and Shofar? Exeris HaKos of Zichron Trua. Okay, but why? Why would the Torah do such a thing? Yes?
Right?
According to the Rav, if Shofar is the key of Tefillah, we know the Rambam holds that Kavanah is Ma'akev, Kavanah Salev is Ma'akev in Tefillah. That's in Surah 17. The Rambam says, there are Chamisha Devarim Ma'akev is Tefillah. Taras Yadayim, Kisui Erva, etc. The Kavanah Salev is Taka Ma'akev in Tefillah. What does that mean that Kavanah Salev is Ma'akev? Reb Chaim in the Sefer explains it. You have to know that you're Omed B'fnei HaMelech. You have to know you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening. You need a basic kavanah that you're doing a tefillah, the perish hamilim, so that in the first bracha you need, but for the rest of the Shemona Esrei is not ma'akev. But kavanah that you're standing in tefillah avada you need. So perhaps we can suggest that's what the Beis Halevi had in mind. That since shofar is a kiyum of tefillah, it's a type of tefillah, it's a tefillah shel bechi. It's a tefillah shel bechi. So just like kavanah salev is ma'akev in tefillah, so too Kavanah is ma'akev and shofar. You need a zichron shur. You need a kavanah salev. If you don't know what you're doing, if you don't realize that there's a mitzvah of shofar, that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar, so then you're missing in the kavanah salev that's necessary for shofar. Since tefillah needs a kavanah salev, so therefore shofar also needs a kavanah, that you have to know what you're doing. You can't just blow the shofar. You have to know what you're doing, that you're fulfilling the mitzvah, that you have some kind of kavanah in the shofar. Because without Kavanah Salev, then that Bechina of Shofar, the Bechina of Tefillah in the Shofar, is not going to be fulfilled. And apparently, right, even though you don't actually have to have Kavanah that Shofar is going to be a Kiyum of Tefillah, I mean, you don't need to have in mind this briskevart when they're blowing Shofar. But you at least have to have in mind that you want to be Mechav in the midst of Shofar, right? That you want to be Yotz in the midst of Shofar. So if you have in mind that you want to be Yotz in the midst of Shofar, you have kavanah for the mitzvah, so then included in that kavanah, the mitzvah of shofar, is this kiyum of tefillah. But it's only because shofar is the bechina of tefillah, that's why kavanah salev is going to be ma'akid in the shofar. And that is derived from the pasuk zichron trua, according to the Beis Halev. Okay, so these are a group of inyanim that are all related to the yesod of the Rav. The Rav wanted to suggest with Das Rashi that from zichron trua we learn that the psukim of malchus, zichronos, and shofar are deraisa, but only when they come in conjunction with the shofar. Rachmana Amar Itka means in conjunction with the shofar, and that can explain the form of the shofar that we have on Rosh Hashanah, depending on how a person is supposed to be betfila, whether he's supposed to be posh or the kof, that will determine the form of the shofar. That will explain also the opinion of the Tanakhama that kol shofar shem except mishapar because en kategan asa sanegar. It's Kevin the Lizikaran Ka'asi Kilafnim Dami, and that's why it's like an Avodas Pnim and Katega Nasa Sanega. That will explain why Ein Shvuz B'Migdash applies to this idea. Because Shofar is a Bechin of Tefillah, it's a Tzorech of the Migdash, so to speak, a Tzorech of the Avoda. Tefillah is like an Avoda, so therefore we're not going to allow the Shvuz that we're afraid someone's going to carry the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, we're not going to allow that to stop us from fulfilling the mitzvah of Shofar. And finally, that could explain the Beis Halevi that even if in general the Rambam passes the mitzvah saying tefillah kavanah, by shofar he'll say the mitzvah tefillah kavanah, because if kavanah salev is ma'akev and tefillah in general, so then some kind of kavanah is going to be ma'akev in the mitzvah shofar as well. I just want to conclude with a little divrei chizuk.